Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Religious leaders from across Massachusetts meet this morning to discuss the weekend racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. The meeting's being organized by the Massachusetts Council of Churches, which has also invited other leaders of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faiths. The Reverend Laura Everett is the council's executive director, who joins us now. Good morning, Reverend, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
You know, I know that following the violence on Saturday, you began talking with other preachers from across the state. What were they telling you, and how did they respond this weekend from the pulpit?
I think preachers, many preachers, felt the need to explicitly address the violence in Charlottesville and the heretical ideology of white supremacy that was underwriting that violence. I heard from preachers across New England who were saying that they were changing their language, adding more prayers of confession, giving people a time to lament the violence and name explicitly the white supremacy that was giving permission to that violence in Charlottesville.
I know that what happened in Charlottesville hit you personally. Why don't you explain that for us?
Yes. Charlottesville is a place near to my heart. This is my wife's hometown. We sat as we gathered on Sunday night to pray before our meal, and we saw the photos of streets that we've walked on, places we've known. We checked in with family and friends. These are also clergy colleagues, people who I went to seminary with, who I've pastored with, who were helping to convene the prayer services and the peaceful nonviolent response to this horrible, violent expression of hatred.
Let me look ahead to your meeting today, because at the meeting there'll also be a discussion on how you folks respond to plans for a so-called free speech rally set for Boston this Saturday on the Boston Common. And in fact, some of the speakers who might appear in Boston would be the same as those who spoke in Charlottesville. Boston Mayor Marty Wall says his group has not yet pulled the proper permits for any rally or demonstration in Boston. But what can religious leaders do?
Religious leaders need to address the white supremacy that has become more visible in Charlottesville and then Boston. We also need to look at the log in our own eyes. What are the ways that our own institutions have benefited from white supremacy? Why are our churches all white? Why are our colleges located where they are? Why are our law firms primarily filled with white people? Religious leaders can be helpful in using the best of our traditions to examine ourselves, lament, and confess. In Massachusetts, as we prepare for the possibility that white nationalists will hold a rally here, interreligious leaders will gather to listen to Black clergy, Jewish leaders, Muslim colleagues for what they need and what they are hearing from their people, and to strategize a response. But there's plenty of work, whether this rally happens or not, that we need to do in our own congregations. For residents of Massachusetts, for Bostonians, we address white supremacy and confront this evil in our midst, because we cannot be neighborly. We cannot be the city that we aspire to be. We cannot be a commonwealth for all people when one group of people is being raised up at the expense of others.
So then, do you imagine that religious members of the Council of Churches, your peers, will be out this weekend counter-demonstrating or speaking out should there actually be a rally, a white supremacist rally on Boston Common this weekend? And will those same folks be urging their parishioners to be out there with them?
I think there are strategic decisions to be made about what is a safe and prophetic and pastoral response. Many of the white nationalists who we saw protesting in Charlottesville brought clubs and guns. They wore helmets and bore shields. They were with the intention of creating and perpetuating violence. And I think there are very careful strategic decisions to make about what the right reaction is to confront that violence. There may be people who are called to stand in peaceful, nonviolent protests. There are people who are called to hold prayer and counter witness in other spaces. We will all need to consider carefully and personally what is the witness that we are called to in this moment.
The Reverend Laura Everett, the Executive Director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches, thanks very much for speaking this morning to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.